a company car. We gonna see how far we can go. I had a sip of wine tonight. I'm feeling oh so good and right. There's a knife by Ryan's shoulder, and he's gonna grab it soon and stab a motherfucker in the brain. It's gonna be super insane.
Semi-pro.
Cheers to that.
There we go.
Cheers to that.
Turns out we know how the Lumineers write a song.
You play that ukulele so well.
Oh, thank you. Hey, this is Thursday night, so it's obviously time for your favorite Thursday night folk, the Three is the Funniest crew. Mm-hmm. I'm Jan.
I'm Scott.
And I'm Ryan, you're Doc in the corner.
And guess what? We've brought back one of our old reliables.
Oh, we're not reliable, but yeah,
old friend.
I was there since the beginning. You guys remember
the car crash?
Hungry Hippos?
I believe there were two Hungries in that title.
Car Crash, you may recognize me from such podcasts as these.
I am Nardo. Call a raccoon.
Hungry, Hungry Hippos, my favorite episode of this podcast.
Milton Bradley killed it.
The date.
I'm still Fast Food and the Furious.
Yeah?
There were some other ones that have been really good, and I can't remember the names of them. They've been, like, some late season 3 episodes that I re-listened to, and I was like, holy crap, we were funny. We were actually hilarious. Like,
miserable.
Oh, and guess what?
What?
Season 5.
Oh, is it finally?
I'm just going to call it.
I've been calling season 5 since the beginning of January, and I guess it makes sense because we're
season
here.
Here we go.
Here we are in the new Chinese year of the tiger. Gung Hei Fa Choi, everyone.
Gung Hei Fa Choi to you.
Nice time.
All right, all y'all married folk owe me cash in a red envelope now.
It's
in the glove compartment.
Yeah,
I'll get
don't there. Accept the red envelope from me because one, I'm not married, and two, it's a bill.
and Nardo, if you want to try, I got some Chinese New Year treats right in front of you.
Oh yeah, what's this called? A silica gel?
I can't wait to see this.
No, this is don't eat that one. It's candied winter melon.
That one's like a bean; it can kill you.
Three of these winter melon.
Yeah.
It looks like
Scott loves it.
I think it's
just fucking weird.
I feel like it's a palate cleanser is the way that I look at that candy.
Oh, it's so strange.
Yeah.
I was expecting a French fry.
It's the same shape.
Black
what is French that flavor? Fry. Can you tell me?
Winter melon.
That's not a real thing that ever exists.
Yeah.
It's like you would eat that after you had like some licorice, some black licorice, to get the taste to drop out of your mouth so you can go on a peppermint.
It's the role that
it's
like
a, it is a yeah cleansing.
It's the role that like the slices of ginger play when you're having sushi. Mm-hmm. Like you get one little slice of the ginger to cleanse your palate, and then you go on to the other sushi.
It kind
of
tastes
that's
like a
what
match.
The winter melon does.
Fucking farm boy over here chewing on mashes and shit.
Yeah, you know.
It tastes the way it smells when I leave the bathroom. That's weird.
And your evaluation of it, good, bad, ugly.
I think the palate cleanser like says it. Like I would have this in between meals.
So
I don't think I would
the
snack
beer
on this like
wine?
A road trip. It's very odd. I'm scared to take another bite, but.
But you gotta
it's the crispiness outside, and then what is that on the inside?
The ooey-gooeyness on the
very
inside?
Strange. Yeah. It's very strange.
They're so good. They're my favorite.
It's like eating.
Is there like a content label on this? I want to know what's happening.
Yeah, winter melon and sugar. Those are the only things in it.
Consuming this product can expose you to chemicals including lead and cadmium.
Cadmium,
which is known to the state of California to cause cancer.
That's from the plastic container.
Wait a minute. Is that real? Did you just read that it'll expose you to lead?
I can't make that up.
So that's why it tastes as good as it does. There's
lead sulfur dioxide.
So you could just drop that in my gas tank and I start getting better gas mileage out of my
way. There's only three ingredients. Melon, sugar, and sodium bisulfite.
I don't know what sodium bisulfite is.
It's a container of paint chips.
Thanks for cancer, y'all.
That's good. I love that shit. That's been fun. Amazing.
You'll be able to taste it's colors so before odd. You know it.
It's so odd. I've never tasted anything like this before.
It'd be a Kelly Moore just dipping his tongue in the paint cans.
I like
it. I found it. Rich melon.
Sodium dioxide. Yeah. That's it.
How's it taste? Purple.
Thanks for that. That's cool.
No problem.
They sell
those
things by the box at the fucking auto body store, and you just go out there and you start rubbing rust off your car.
It would work, yeah.
That's why at Chinese New Year, everybody gives people that aren't married cash because they just had lead poisoning. They're fucking brain damaged.
Sorry for the candies.
That looks delightful.
So, I was this morning continuing the train of snacks and treats and sugary things. This morning I was out to get myself my bubbly water from the liquor store nearby. I was like, I think I don't normally want candy, but I decided I wanted to brave the candy aisle, and I saw something that caught my eye, and I was like, oh, I'm gonna eat this for Scott because he can't. And it was a king size Reese's peanut butter cup with pretzels in it.
Yeah,
that sounds goddamn delightful. It
was, Reese's doesn't mess around.
It was, and there was like 9 different Reese's candies for me to select from, and that's the one I.
Now, if you didn't listen to last week's episode, we had talked about you're a hardened fucking criminal. You've been sentenced to death. How do you want your death sentence to play out? And everybody had these great fucking scenarios, and it came to me, and I was like, I just want to eat Reese's peanut butter cups until I die.
Fair enough.
And Aaron was like, you knew better. I was like, no, that's literally how I want my death sentence to fucking ride out. I love Reese's peanut butter cups.
So it's
like
been long enough.
They were going to tell you lethal injection, but you're like, last meal, Reese's peanut butter cups. I'm going on my own terms.
It's not lethal injection. It's lethal digestion. I'm lethal just going to keep doing it.
I can find that peanut butter and put it in the needle.
I appreciate that you thought of me. Did you have them?
It was amazing.
Yeah, they were delightful.
I got it, and I said I was going to eat it because you couldn't.
Was it a salted pretzel?
Yeah.
Damn it.
God damn it. I just realized you would be like feeling like you're going to heaven dying that way, even though you're condemned to death, and you probably would go to hell because you would be euphoric having peanut butter
and
after
air.
A long time. And then as you start to asphyxiate, you go into another euphoric state. And you leave in euphoria.
It wasn't ignorance that I said
staging
that.
Of euphoria, too. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's and efficiency. Not only was I having peanut butter, I was having Reese's peanut butter
the
cups.
Best on the planet.
Which is the best.
Man,
that's on the market.
It's like edging your way to death.
Yeah. I knew what I was doing. Like, I'm going to be in a euphoric state as I fucking say my sayonara.
I don't know, riding a bomb, I'd be hella euphoric. I mean, you know, all that speed and all the wind and shit, like, woo!
So, Nardo, if you wanna chime in on how you think you might want to go out, it might be fun, too.
Punishment,
regular,
regular.
Firing squad.
That's what I said first, and I was like, oh, wait, I can pick whatever I want.
Mine's straight, like, fire or electrocution. Like, I want it to be a show, like, when I go.
Oh,
I am a kettle, I am a firework. Like, light me up. I was born a fire, I'll die a fire, and that's how I
want
to go.
So you want, like, a Wicker Man situation.
Absolutely. Like, you tie me to the stake like I've been, accused of being a witch is what I'm getting at. Yeah.
Respect. Yeah. I like that. I like a Wicker Man
situation. Enjoy me. You know, as long as I am here, enjoy the show. Enjoy.
Smell this. Yeah.
A little side of bacon, a little smoky. It's good.
You wouldn't want to be on, like, a televised manhunt?
No, I don't want to, just a select few that know me that want to see me die and burn in flames, they can see it. I don't want
the
whole world.
Country. Okay,
they don't know me. They don't know why I'm burning up. I just want the people to know, you know.
Yeah, and like have reason to want to see you go up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or a plane crash. One of the two.
You know, the other one would be fun. Not really. But it'd be cool to have somebody have filmed it, and then it would just be like, whether you're in heaven or hell, maybe you get to see the shit if that actually is a thing, is the firing squad, but the firing squad is consisting of all death sentence convicts, and it's just you out there with a pistol, and you just got a quick draw and see if you can see how many motherfuckers you can take with you.
Oh, go out like a heroic blast, right? Like, yeah, as many as I can take out. Yeah.
Once again, Ryan wants to be dying while killing other people.
Just like, if you pop three heads, great.
Ryan cannot make his death sentence be just about him. He has to take out somebody else with his death sentence.
But it seems like, you know, those people are worth it to take out, is what he's going with. You know, he's trying to be heroic and not just, you know, gonna walk away from the table.
He wants to go out as a hero.
I mean, it's more of like a destructive going out. It's probably the same reason why I'm in there anyway. You know, I blew some shit up or I shot up some motherfuckers. Like,
you had it coming.
here's what I don't get is why would anyone believe Ryan did anything wrong? He's like best friends with all the cops. He's like on a first name basis with all of OPD. He's like, hey guys, excuse me.
Now this is the way that I want to see his play out in that scenario. Firing squad, you're facing them. He's got a gun, and he's got enough bullets to take out 12 people. These 12 people, you know that one of them has the lethal bullet. These 12 people are 12 years old and under. Completely innocent. And you're either trying to take out all these children, or you just accept the one lethal bullet from the one fucking sharpshooter.
The potential high school shooter. You're taking him out.
So you still get your heroic death because you may take out the potential high school shooter, or you've just laid out 9 children by the time the bullet comes.
I mean, that's when like that reflex, like high speed reflexes go, where you just kind of looking at him. No, you're just looking at her. You're looking at her. You're just panning around, and you see that eager beaver. And he bow, because you know that's someone with the bullet, and he's a fucking high school shooter.
All the kids have guns that have blanks except for one.
Yep,
They're all pulling guns.
Yeah, but you still look for that eager one. You fucking break him. He might be shooting blanks, but he ain't gonna shoot shit again. That's for sure.
Damn it, Ryan's killing kids now.
I know, and now he's a fucking kid killer.
Just trying to do what Papa told him to.
He's the worst. If you knew somebody was going to turn out to be a high school shooter, wouldn't you just? And you're about to die anyway. Buck that motherfucker.
You're about to die because
you did something fucked up that puts you in a position to have to be killed. An organized effort. So one 12-year-old is going to be the thing that's just going to change the line for
none
you?
None of these kids know who has the live bullet.
I'm just saying.
But now
you know one of the kids is just told to you, one of these kids is a school shooter to be. You look for that eager little motherfucker and you buck him. And then somebody has a real bullet, they wake you, it's
over.
Wait
a second, hold on. What if now, at this point... you shooting that one kid turns all 11 others into high school shooters.
What if? I'm pretty sure that's going to make
this
them.
Is what I'm saying.
I don't know.
I like to think that in this lineup, you've got 11 black kids and one white. He's shooting the white kid.
Yep.
You profiled.
Yeah.
And all those black kids realize
because it's always
gangs ain't
kids.
Worth it. You watch the white boy's head crack.
It's always
it's like,
a white.
Woo! Nope. Guns are not for me. Books in school.
Bitch!
Not another McVeigh.
Okay, so anyway.
Wow. What were we talking about? Candy.
We were talking about candy.
Nerd clusters. Anybody tried nerd clusters?
Are those the ones that are on top of like a rope?
No, that's the nerd rope. So they've taken the nerd rope and broken it up because they realize like the nerd rope is just too much for one human being to consume. So now it's in a bag that has the consistency of like 4 nerd ropes, but they're all broken up. So it's like gummy and nerd.
Are they sour on the outside?
Well, it's
nerds on the outside.
No, I think I got those for you for Christmas last year.
Did you?
Yeah.
I don't remember. Well,
nerds are a little bit sour on their own.
Yeah.
And nerds suck on their own. You're like, I don't know. I get 2 choices, I get left or right, and that's not a big deal. They all taste the fucking same. But these nerd clusters, man, phew. Take them to a movie theater, you're set. Mm. Chew 2.5 hours, good to go. Really, really delicious.
So I feel like you gotta chew watching. Very carefully, because if you do one open mouth crunch, somebody's gonna be like, motherfucker,
They shrink. Like, they don't like crunch as much. Nerds aren't really that crunchy. They're like chewing on sugar. Because that's exactly like maybe, what it is.
I feel like you're confusing nerds with grape nuts cereal.
Same consistency. Same shape.
God, I fucking hate grape nuts.
Is what I think is happening.
I love grape nuts. I don't know why that cereal is good to me.
I feel like my mom would just buy that shit just to fuck with us. Just be like, yeah,
here's some.
You're gonna go hungry today, or you're gonna have your grape nuts.
Grape nuts are Metamucil for
like
kids.
High fiber too. So it's just like, you're just like, man, I'm shitting and my teeth hurt. Like,
just give me the Raisin Bran next time. Right? I like raisins
Raisin
now.
Brand. I like Raisin. I love Raisin Bran.
Oh, that's 22% of your daily fiber right there. One bowl of Raisin Bran. Who eats one bowl? You need two cups.
You eat two, easy.
Yeah. So that's 44% of your daily fiber.
Yeah, Raisin Bran's where it's at.
And it'll clean out 84% of your colon. Like,
they don't advertise it that way, but they do.
I mean, that's
maybe
just
they
mad.
Should.
Two scoops ahead, two poops ahead.
Remember that old SNL commercial for colon blow?
Colon blowing you in the morning?
Yeah. Now as an adult, you actually realize I kind of want colon blow.
Prune juice. You drink a whole glass of prune juice.
That was like the greatest joke in all of Star Trek The Next Generation is that the big tough guy, his favorite beverage, prune juice.
I like being regular.
My name is Lieutenant Commander Worf.
Hey, that was the only way he ever got that stick out his ass.
Oh, speaking of old TV shows, Claire and I, so the way that it happened was we were watching 30 Rock last night because we've gone down this rabbit hole of 30 Rock again because we didn't know what we were going to watch a couple of weeks ago and it was just like, well, let's just put on 30 Rock. And now it's just like, what do you want to watch? I don't know. What do you want to watch? I don't know. 30 Rock. So now we're going down it. So there was the episode where we talk about Night Court for a second, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so then we were like, Night Court! So we
Mac
stopped.
Shows up in that episode, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We stopped fucking 30 Rock, and we were like, can we find Night Court on fucking streaming?
Mm-hmm.
We found it, and we were like, let's do it. Mm-hmm. Let's do it. The first episode is painful, because it's a pilot,
yeah.
Right? And it's just like, oh my God. And we were like, let's give it another one. Second episode of Night Court, the very second episode, is Miracle on 34th Street. You got the Santa Claus fucking character where you're supposed to... He says he's Santa Claus. Everybody's like, he's not Santa Claus. Michael J. Fox is a special guest as a kid who's like a runaway and he's in Night Court. And it's terrible.
Oh, no!
It's terrible. So we watched two episodes of Night Court and it's terrible. And I was like, they jumped the shark on the second episode where it's fucking Santa Claus.
It must have been a mid-season replacement. That's why it came in.
Because we were just talking about, like, before we started, we were so excited. It's just like, because we were both just like, I fucking loved Night Court. Like, both of us just like, man, that was the shit.
It must not have gotten good to like, season two or something.
That's what I'm saying. It's because of Marky Post.
Marky Post
didn't come into the second season or at least halfway through.
Yeah.
You know, and then Bull really didn't find his stride until season three. We all know this.
And we know, like, and I'm going to give it another couple of episodes, but I was just like, really, the second episode is Santa Claus?
It's a tough one. Yeah.
That's tough.
That's real rough.
It's not even, it wasn't even like Christmas. It was like...
No! It was very weird. But there was a prostitute in episode one who I actually was like, she's really good, Claire. Like, she was really funny and captivating.
A good prostitute?
And she was in the second episode, the actor, because it was just like, everybody's just like phoning it in as like these over-the-top fucking sitcom actors, and the one fucking hooker, I was like, that motherfucker got chops. And then she happened to be in the second episode, so the casting director thought I was right. Even though they replaced one of the attorneys.
Wow.
The attorney who was, I can't remember if she was the prosecuting or the other one.
Dan Fielding defense. Was always on defense. Dan Fielding.
So Dan Fielding is defense. Yeah. So she was the prosecuting. On episode one, she was this white chick who had a funny limp. And then in second episode, it was a black chick. They just replaced her in the second episode.
We're working it.
I love that with a pilot when you watch the second episode and you realize who they replaced.
But a lot of times pilots... they don't get picked up right away.
Yeah.
Or at least back then they didn't. Now it's like you know immediately. But like there's a lot of shows like
that. What I would love to see was the meeting where they were just like, you know what, I think that we think that this has got wheels. This show is Night Court, that was a good pilot. It's gonna go somewhere. What you got for the second episode? Santa Claus. Let's hear it. Let's fucking shoot it. Nobody said, really? That's what you're going to do?
I didn't have a babysitter growing up, but I did have Harry T. Stone.
Harry T. Stone was great.
I mean, he was a good role model.
Terrible magician in the first episode. Yeah. Everybody called him out on his tricks in the first episode. He kept being, really? Like, he did card tricks, and they always knew him, and then he did, like, the magic balls, and they'd be like, it's behind your hand. I can see it poking through your fingers. So even his magic was lame early on.
But before he was a sitcom guy, he was a magician.
Yeah.
That was his thing?
Yeah, he was a magician before anything. And then he continued to be a magician long after, and he was never...
So, hold on tight. Night Court is not as good as you remember it.
The theme song, though? How about that?
Oh, fucking still legend.
Some jazz.
And I blew Claire's mind, because as it went the first time, I just, like, sung the whole melody, like, all the different breaks. Like, that, and she was like... How the hell do you remember all this? It's fucking legendary. That's how I remember it.
Yeah.
And it was like, I think for its time, it was like the night show. It was risque to, you know,
things were happening. We've also gotten to the point where comedy has gotten better. I recently also went into some old TV. I don't know why. I think I saw that Dave Chappelle might be in an episode. Kevin James might be in an episode. Chris Rock was going to be in an episode. It was like the stand-up at the Improv.
Mm.
Like, that was a show from the 70s through the 80s.
Yes.
And, you know, like, an evening at the Improv. I don't know if you remember that.
Of course I do. Okay. It came on after Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, so I watched a bunch of that. The comics are terrible.
I also made that up. It was Showtime at the Apollo.
Right, no, that's
interesting. Close. It was
different.
Three
show.
Words.
Night at the Improv. Most of the stand-ups are terrible. I watched maybe 5 episodes of it. The only ones that were passable were Kevin James, David Cross, who was insanely funny.
Yeah, he's funny, man.
And a guy whose name I can't remember, who never made it big.
Watch Aziz Ansari's new special on Netflix, and you'll kind of get renewed back into comedy. I feel
okay. I love Aziz.
Oh, it's really good. It's really down to earth. He's like down. I think it's actually at the Improv in New York. Brick background. Really intimate.
Okay.
The
Improv's in L.A.
I don't know facts and shit. I'm just saying. Watch this show.
It works
there. That's right.
Really good, really down there, really intimate, and post-COVID, so mm-hmm. you really get a good feel of, like, comics life.
Mm-hmm.
Really good, man. I'm going to see Dimitri Martin fucking tomorrow, or Saturday night, at the Masonic. Just because I saw Aziz, we were, like, looking up, like, is there any comedians around? We found Dimitri Martin's playing.
So. I like Dimitri Martin.
Did you say the name of the place? I'm sorry.
What?
A sidetrack by dog. The comedy place that Aziz performed in.
Improv. The Improv.
The Improv?
The
Improv. I think, or something like
in
that.
In the newest
the comedy cellar?
Yeah, the newest one.
I'm not the most factual guy.
The comedy cellar.
Comedy cellar, because in the intro, because like I started watching it up late and was like, I shouldn't be staying up any longer, and I was like, oh, this is gonna be funny, but this intro is like, you never know what you're gonna get when you come to the comedy cellar or something like that.
Mm. Yeah, you're right. I'm totally wrong. It is the cellar.
Low ceiling, brick wall.
Yeah,
which is actually a brick wall. It's not just background.
Yeah. My facts aside, the special is just fantastic.
Is that the place where Louis used to start every episode?
No, that was at the New York Comedy Club.
Okay.
Which is in the Village, and it's like steps down.
Okay. I don't know. I've always wanted to go to an actual comedy set in New York. I've gone in L.A., I've been in San Francisco, I've just never done in New York. I feel like it's going to have a different vibe.
Yeah.
Same.
They're all people desperate to be famous.
It's just people talking, trying to make a laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just like, if I ever got into comedy for real...
You'd have to be funny first.
It would be the longest set I've ever sat through.
Oh, we're the worst.
I would just be about trying to fucking, like, fuck the money. If I can just be a comedian and have some fun and do it and, like, make people laugh and, you know,
that's how
catch a good heckler and then fucking beat him over his head verbally, like, that's all I need.
It'd be rough for you to get through a fucking 10-minute set. You'd be one joke in, and they'd be like, that's your time, bro.
All I need is one. Piss me off about something. It's the funniest 10 minutes you've got.
You don't get to start with 10 either. You got 3. It's tough, like, man. It's tough.
You got 3 minutes, man. Fuck you. Walk off stage.
It's like, pretty good.
All right. All right. Good job.
Like his enthusiasm.
Yawns in the back of the room. Frank's got a story to tell.
And he looked down at the timer. 3 minutes. This ain't fucking sex. I got to talk to people. Just walk out.
That's good.
That's a good start. That's a good start. I like it.
That'll get you an HBO special.
Yeah, or Netflix.
Start with Netflix, yeah.
You know, probably a Boingo or something.
A Tubi.
A Tubi TV.
You just got to end that one sentence with an N-bomb, and then you got it.
Ooh. Yeah. Yeah, easy.
Yeah.
There we go.
Give us a go. Give us your punchline.
Welcome to the stage, everyone. Frank.
Oh. 3 minutes.
Oh, you mean do the whole thing again? No, I'm not.
Are you really going to make me drop an N-bomb?
Because I kind of don't
want to. Is that where this is going?
Like, I kind of. It's funny because I was just thinking about Brian Simpson.
You just got so worked up just then.
I was just thinking about Brian Simpson and his thing about the N-bomb. And it literally, when you said the N-bomb, it made me think of him. And I thought about, like, fuck, the N-bomb is like a fucking credit card. And in this instant, I was like, you know, I'm kind of just, I only need to use that in, like, emergencies of funniness on the podcast. And it's like, anybody got a credit card in their pocket. It's just, do you have the money to back it up when you use it, right? Can you actually afford to use it?
Can your mouth cash the checks?
Can't cash. That's good.
And then interest adds up fast.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Yeah, how much interest are you willing to pay that?
Yeah, right? You're going to be making payments for the rest of your life, nigga.
I've said it 4 times in my lifetime, and 2 has just been to make Ryan laugh. So.
The other 2 was because a black guy pissed me off.
Well, actually, because I didn't know what the word was. I was like, oh, that's Schwarzenegger. We could just say it. Schwartz no nigger.
Oh, shit.
Grandma said, you can't say that!
That shit's on the internet now, motherfucker.
It's not the first time.
Alright, Bill Cosby.
Oh, that's like saying, I want a lawyer, I want an ethnic lawyer. Like, but no, like a Schwartz, no nigger.
Am I gonna have to like retract a little bit of this? Are you guys comfortable with this being on the internet?
Fine. It's all right.
I'm fine with it.
It's 2022. Forever. We're all comfortable
it's
with
all
everybody.
It's all comedy, right? When you it's comedy.
How am I supposed
to? It was just to make Ryan laugh. That was the only goal.
Shit, I'm like fucking Visa over here, just authorizing motherfuckers to spend more than they can.
I feel like I got a few
You're
credits.
You're in debt to me, motherfuckers.
A couple shekels, I got a few credits. I've been good for 40 years, man.
You know what's best? I said it first on a podcast. And now it's fucking like copywritten. Nobody can use the credit card joke. That shit is mine.
I'm gonna post it tonight. Word my kid out.
Oh my god.
So, what's your worst job ever? What's the segue? So, what's the segue?
No, worst jobs ever.
Worst job you've ever had.
Oh my god.
Yeah, worst job you ever had. Not worst job ever, because...
Worst job I ever had. have to go there tomorrow.
Oh, man. I realized earlier when you mentioned that I had to count. I'm like, I've only had 7 jobs in my entire life.
Oh, wow.
I've and they were all working for yourself.
I've had more cars than I've had jobs.
Wow, I mean, that doesn't surprise me. You love a different car.
And them work vans keep getting stolen.
No, only one got stolen. One got broken into. And the other ones are just trading cards. Mm. Just trying to find the right fit. And also,
Need it, got it.
I've had more jobs than I can count. Literally.
Me too.
My worst job I ever had was digging mass graves for frozen animals for a vet clinic. Oh, they would put these as... You would pay the vet clinic.
That's the closer. You don't want to start with that.
No, it's the worst job I've ever had.
Do a second worst first and then come back to that. Yeah. That's like...
Hey, man, you want us to get rid of your dead animal? They'd put them in a deep freeze and then Scott would go out and dig the mass graves and I would throw dogs and cats frozen... on top of one another in these mass graves. That's the worst job I've ever had. No, well, they were in bags, so I never actually get to
see the face.
Like, no, I didn't get to see the faces. Like, they were in plastic bags.
Well, this is garbage, man.
I was just throwing garbage
away. You just throw them away.
Yeah, that's what the Nazis did.
Just yeah, no, like, what can I do? I was just following orders.
We can't go double down on this.
I was just following orders. Don't hate on me. That was a bad job.
He's definitely not the Schwartz.
No, I just... see, we got to change the subject quick because I'm about to advertise. I'm about to do a radio commercial for that law firm. And I don't want to do it out loud. So somebody distract me quick.
Okay, my worst... I can't do a worse job than that. No one has a worse job than that.
That's why I say you got to wait.
Well, nobody was saying anything.
You want to say, you say right now.
My worst job, again, the one I have to go to tomorrow. I'm emotionally beat up on a regular basis.
Like, dreading going to work the next day. You like, probably the drink money, yourself to sleep.
The money's good, so I like that part. But, like, the being there is terrible.
And you're spending 8 hours a day there.
Or more.
Yeah.
Or more.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had ones where I had to physically handle neurotoxins 8 hours a day. But that was kind of fun.
You never knew when you're gonna go.
Not as bad as working at a bike shop.
Not as bad. I used to. Yeah, my job was feeding bacteria and working with neurotoxins.
So you worked at
a laboratory.
Jack in the Box.
Yeah, just say Carl's Junior.
but that was more fun than what I do now.
Early Jack in the Box.
Early Jack,
like 90s Jack in the Box, when they had that whole
when they brought Jack in, so they were like, yeah, we don't have poo in our burgers.
Been around since the 80s or 70s. Jack in the Box has been around for some time.
Well, I know, but it was in the 90s when they poisoned a shitload of fucking people. Jack in the Box almost saw its demise, at least in Southern California.
Until they brought a mascot in, and then they brought Jack in.
Because and we're
that's exactly why they did,
and that smoothed everything over.
They Nestled everybody with that.
Yeah, because. Because just 2 years prior, the country's best fried chicken joint was completely closed because of salmonella. Pioneer Chicken.
Mm.
It's down to one or two locations in the country. It used to be a nationwide chain and was killed by two or three cases of salmonella. There were more cases of E. coli from Jack in the Box, but they brought in a mascot and we're saved.
They really did, though. That's where Jack came in.
Yeah.
They came in and, like, razzle-dazzled, like Nestle's doing right now, where we're, like, desexifying the M&Ms, but we're also hiding this child slavery.
M&M is Mars...
Whatever. Again, Nestle's. Numbers and... I'm not
Nestle's a separate bad company.
I'm a big picture guy.
Mars, M&Ms, Nestle's, they're all bad. Don't eat chocolate.
Tell you my...
Stop eating chocolate, because we're going to run out.
My love story with Jack in the Box that started in the 90s, in the middle of the madness, after we take a little bit of break. Mm-hmm.
but I saw that you had hit
the... I wasn't trying to fool you. Okay. I was just like, oh, shit, this is good enough to fucking come back in with.
Yeah. Well, we're here. We're back.
So, my love story.
A love story.
Love hate story.
Jacques in a box?
Jacques in a box.
And in case you were wondering what that was an electric ukulele.
Yeah, she didn't know it existed.
Electric lady. I don't know why I wanted to say
steel
that.
Steel aloha.
That would be a good Hawaiian band. Oh, that would be a Hawaiian cover band. Mm. Oh, just doing... we already did two. We did the Riptide by Vance Joy, and now a little Counting Crows. I got Jane Says. So we do a whole thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, love, hate, Jack in the Box.
So, senior year of high school, finally, you know, my girlfriend has a car. Well, not finally, she has a car, but, like, finally, I have access to off-campus lunch. Go to fucking Jack in the Box. And I get this, dare I say, sweaty Jumbo Jack.
The bun was
like,
sweaty?
It was just kind of like the inside of a wrapper. Like, it was hot enough to steam up inside a wrapper, so it was kind of sweaty.
They did not make it to order.
Maybe not.
But back before they did.
Yeah. But I feel like it was like the first time in many, many years I had Jack in the Box. Because, like, this Jack in the Box opened up on Crenshaw Boulevard, like, within a year or so. And so I don't think I ever really had Jack in the Box prior to this. So good. By about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I couldn't walk. I was like, I was on the school newspaper, so we do a lot of extra stuff after school, and I was like laying across the table, just like sweating and just being like, I don't know. And I go home and like, literally, you know, those walk-up apartments where it's like, you know. She just drove her car right up to my doorstep, and I just crawled out, crawled through the door, and crawled into bed. Woke up 2 hours later, just spitting my guts everywhere. Yeah, I didn't even get the fucking poopy phase. It went straight to fucking projectile vomiting. And, like, I'd say probably about 2-3 weeks later, I was eating Jack in the Box again.
Because it was damn
good. It was, like, a month after that the whole thing was, like, resolved. Jack was now in the game. Yeah. Like, it was, like...
So you were one of the people who got E. coli, but just didn't know.
Yeah. Didn't care.
So good.
So good, yeah.
And now Jack in the Box is still kind of my go-to.
They really don't make anything bad, like... If you haven't had the teriyaki bowl, we've talked about this.
It's good. Teriyaki bowl's good.
The egg rolls.
Egg rolls. Actually, the egg rolls are a surprising favorite. You really should just order them.
Those egg rolls. They're,
but the weird thing, like, you get one or you get three?
Yeah, why not two? two is the right amount, actually.
Right?
Three is like you got friends. You're going to have...
Yeah, but, you know, sometimes friends. I don't need to share because I'm, like, doing my work lunch.
Right. You only need one. One is the actual lunch. In my opinion, one of those egg rolls.
Maybe just go in there.
That's
get an egg
good.
Roll.
Yeah, it's always weird.
I'm gonna try because I always think two is proper. Maybe I'll try one egg roll for lunch, and it's less money.
That's all you need. How much of that deep fried fatty goodness?
I don't know if you know me, but I order like I'm a family of four.
How much do you need, though, Young? Is the question.
How much do I need? Probably none of it.
Yeah, I go to KFC every Friday. Every fucking Friday, like religiously, like this is my treat for the week, and I say, yes, can I have one classic chicken sandwich? And they say the meal. I say just no, man, just the sandwich. The sandwich will do. I don't need that. I don't need more fries. Like this is like my ultimate treat for the week.
Now
it's so good. The KFC sandwich is so good. Oh my god, we need to have the chicken off again. And I'll
we need to
like
finish.
We need to finish. The second chicken off is supposed to be chicken specialty places.
Yeah.
Now I feel like I'm reusing material because just on Tuesday, I don't know if you know this. It's been a while since we hung out. I have a second podcast I do on Tuesdays.
Oh shit, man! You're a man about the world. Called what?
Duck Lips. So you can find us on the Spotify, just like you can find this one on Spotify now. But we talked about KFC and what they've done recently and how disturbing it is. I don't know if you've seen the new logo.
Nuggetless Nuggets?
No, well, no. That's a different thing. We talked about that last week.
News to me.
I haven't tried it.
I'd be on the cutting edge of chicken technology.
All right, first off, there. You're not listening to Duck Lips. Because although that is also not a fast food topic.
Listen to this.
You, why would you listen to it? You heard it.
Sometimes
when it happened.
I like the sound of my voice. No, I don't. I hate the sound of my voice.
In any case, Beyond Nuggets is a thing at KFC.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Have you eaten them?
No. The reviews online are bad. Have you tried them?
No, not now that the reviews online are bad.
I'm still gonna try them because Beyond Burgers are delicious.
It's chicken, though.
I like fucking Boca Burgers.
I like Boca Burgers. I also like Chick M Nuggets.
Back when these things, the Garden Burgers, the Boca Burgers, were a thing, like, oh, yeah, I don't really feel like a burger. Okay, you know, and you're cooking up patties. I would just put a Boca Burger or a Garden Burger on top of my burger and be like, I don't need any vegetables on top of my burger. We're good to go. And it's satisfied.
Yeah.
You go to Safeway, wherever, and you get yourself a box of Boca Burgers, some Van de Kamp fucking burger buns.
Van Camp,
yeah. Sorry,
okay.
Van de Kamp. I don't know why.
It could be Rainbow. It's a burger bun.
The Van Camps or Van Camps. That sounds, yeah, right. Anyway, it's a little Schwartzy. get those buns.
Don't even have to say it.
And you get some pickles, and you put ketchup, mustard. Oh yeah, you need a slice of Kraft straight up cheese product.
The premium American cheese, though.
Yeah.
There's a difference between American cheese and then Kraft premium.
Yeah. Like, it's just
thick cheese.
Slap that on there on your burger. You put three pickles, a squirt of ketchup, and a squirt of mustard. Nope. And you have a meatless McDonald's cheeseburger.
They're hella good.
It tastes just
like... No, they taste better. It tastes like the best McDonald's burger you've ever had. Maybe a little bit better. They're so good.
That's why I'm wondering about this whole new phase. This shit's been around forever.
Yeah, but...
Right?
Hey, electric cars have been around forever, but true. Now everybody's all over them.
True. Also,
Nikolai Tesla.
Nikolai got nothing to do with it because he ain't got no money for it.
I was reading about, I found an old copy of like some Time magazine or something from like the 50s. Do you know they had car phones back then?
I did not know that.
Found that out when I found an old
copy. You fucking pull up to a pole and plug your car in?
Fuck if I know. I wasn't there. They were probably $3,000, which was the price of a car at the time.
Right.
But in any case.
You mean car Morse code.
They had car phones.
Yeah, there's a car phones like back.
And that was the horn. It was like, ah, you asshole.
In the 50s, asshole. You had the radio guy in the fucking Jeep in Normandy, and he was your phone. He had that big ass box on his back and that fucking phone to his face.
I guess I could see the technology because I had it in war. Right? Yeah. Yeah, they're calling in airstrikes.
So my point.
Literally phoning it in.
My point being,
I'll pop one of these bitches.
My point being that the new logo for KFC, what they did was they just put more details on the Colonel's face. Now he looks fat and jaundiced somehow in black and white.
Oh, they made him like HD?
It's terrible. He looks awful.
You shouldn't have seen that.
It makes me not want to eat KFC, and I love KFC. I had fried chicken. Oh, dude. What? I know earlier today I said that earlier in this episode even that my worst job ever was my current job. But today I had a customer. I sold him something and then he brought me Church's Chicken.
Mm.
That's a pretty good day.
Yeah.
I sold him something, charged him for it full price, and then he goes, "Hey man, thanks. Let me buy you a 4-piece and a biscuit."
But he had to go there too. He didn't just like throw you a $7 tip.
No,
right?
He went and picked it up and
nice.
That's extra. That's
hella extra.
Yeah.
That's.
But you got to take that, and now you got to pay it forward, man. You got to jump that. Now you have to buy someone a four piece.
Dude, I take care of my service folk.
But that's, I mean, that's just saying, that's how it works. If that happens to you, you have to like, you have to present it to someone else.
I'm always for it. I like taking care of service folk because I know that life.
But what did that feel like to you? You felt good, right?
I felt great.
Yeah.
It felt appreciated.
Yeah.
It's not my boss buying me lunch. It's a customer buying me lunch. That's cool.
Right.
My boss does it because he doesn't want me to leave.
Because he has to.
No, he doesn't want me to leave.
He doesn't want me to leave the shop. He wants me to work through my lunch.
Yeah, yeah. No, someone doing that on their own accord, you really should feel good about that. That means that they're a good person, for one, and two, they appreciate you.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. So that was one thing we talked about. The second thing we talked about KFC-wise, on Duck Lips.
You keep name dropping. And I'm not sure this is the right setting.
I'm gonna do it three times. Yeah, I'm gonna do it three times because that's how the funniest number. In any case, I drop three is the funniest on Duck Lips all the time.
Well, I mean that's like the primary podcast.
Yeah, that's the month, number one.
Yeah.
Well, you know, like I want everyone to listen to me talk nonstop. I'm not gonna stop talking.
Apparently, that's your goal.
Have you met me?
That's your goal. I've met you. Yeah.
So. Coupons. You mentioned coupons earlier when you got the Wiener Schnitzel coupon.
Hell yeah, $1 off chili cheese fries.
$1 off chili cheese fries seems like a good deal. KFC sent out 25 cents off coupons. How is that even a thing?
That's fucked up. That's just
like fuck you, man. Like yeah. That's not a deal.
That's not worth the print that it took to make that coupon.
It's not worth me tearing that out and bringing it to the drive-thru.
What was it for?
Wings, 25 cents off.
Oh yeah, the 50s. You get a wing for 50 cents. I think is the
that's the
one wing stuff. For 50 cents.
But you gotta buy six of them.
But you gotta buy six. Yeah.
That's not even a discount.
Yeah,
that's not even a good deal.
Rip off.
That's not even a good discount. There was only get like the smallest meal you could possibly imagine. $6.99. You know how much of a saving that was? Like 13 cents.
There's no coupon for that chicken sandwich because they know how good that shit is.
Right. Like there was never well. Do you remember when they were just giving away Double Downs?
Yeah.
Do you need to give
them? It was a hard sell. Like, you know, you had to be... It was someone, to be they were bus. Selling to the same Mountain Dew crowd that Carl's Jr. was. We were trying to double down and like, hey, this shit is weird. You should eat it.
I mean, it was fucking great.
I don't think I ever had one.
Of chicken it's with two chicken with
ham,
cheese.
Ham and cheese in the middle. Mm,
sounds pretty good.
It's like chicken cordon bleu, but like you can get it at KFC.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's fancy
somebody
shit.
Sitting in the corner of the joint like fuck bread.
Yeah. I'm on a low carb diet.
Okay, so you brought me back. You brought chicken. Full circle to Jack in the Box. Y'all remember the original Ultimate Cheeseburger commercial?
Oh yeah.
It's like it's a focus group, and Jack's watching, and then the guy's like, yeah, you know, like meat cheese. But I don't get this bun, and Jack busts into the room. He goes. But without the bun, you'd have meat and cheese all over your fingers.
Yeah.
Best commercial for a fast food item in history. And, all right, we'll look into it.
It was like simply meat and cheese.
Meat, cheese. Dude, I remember that. That was awesome.
That Ultimate Cheeseburger, it's no frills, man. It really is, though. They're right, though. Like, why even the bun? Because you're really just throwing hell of meat and hell of cheese.
One in three Jack in the Box visits is an Ultimate Cheeseburger.
Is there a fucking condiment on the Ultimate Cheeseburger?
Yeah, mustard and ketchup.
Okay, yeah, I'm not sure. Because it seems so, like,
there. And they've got that good garlicky mayo.
The aioli.
Have you guys ever experienced, because it happens all the time, just like when a mascot's voices change. Jack in the Box will change their meat. And I swear 10 years ago they did, and then all of a sudden it was like, hey, this tastes a little bit more peppery.
Yeah.
But then you're like, I'm okay with that, and then it just becomes like that normal flavor. It's not, even McDonald's, like, that's not the, that's not the normal flavor.
I don't know if McDonald's has changed their burger patty.
But like there is like
other things change.
Sometimes there's like an extra spice.
Yeah.
And I think Jack in the Box is my, you know, my one that I'm thinking about, where they like change the whole, which means if they added more spice to their beef patty, they
might lose sales.
They decreased quality of product if they added more pepper and spice to their beef patty.
COVID. You gotta keep
pre. It was this shit. Back. This is pre-COVID, dude. I swear, 10 years ago, I was like,
I remember. Nope,
more pepper. You put more pepper on it.
I don't know if you remember this. Jumbo Jack used to have a sesame seed bun. Now it does not.
Oh yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Also,
and why the fuck don't they just like give me the Jumbo Jack with cheese? Do you want cheese on that? They say
extra 79 cents. I'm
like,
God,
now. Like, why isn't it just? This is your most famous fucking cheeseburger, and you don't have cheese on it.
I don't know. Giving people options, you know. It's not real cheese, so like, I don't know why anybody would.
There's enough options on the fucking Jack in the Box menu.
You can get a taco.
Not for them to just put cheese
on
everything.
You can get Mexican food, American food, and Japanese food in one visit.
Actually, you can get the best Mexican food you ever had is those tacos.
They're surprisingly good.
I don't know why.
They're so good. Because they're deep fried.
Yeah.
It makes things better. It's so good.
It's so good.
I haven't had them in a while. Maybe I have that.
You know that? No, they got like a dish of just mini tacos now.
Mm-hmm.
Not as good. They're good. Not as good.
Not as good because the
you need that fried beef. You need that shitty lettuce.
Yeah.
And there's no sauce. There's no taco sauce in the mini tacos.
Which yeah, actually sells.
Which I appreciate.
Yeah,
and so, I'm not a sauce guy when it comes to like. Taco Bell, you want any sauce? No, fuck no. I just want this. But that taco sauce leaking out and just kind of trying to burn the tip of your tongue a little bit.
Just a touch.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it's done well. it's done very well.
In any case, this, by the way, 3's the funniest number is not a fast food podcast.
Only when I'm here, it seems.
But we always talk about it.
And I actually don't even eat that.
Somebody out there's got fucking sponsors. I think if we ever got sponsored by a fast food chain, it would be Jack in the Box.
Now, here's the deal. We probably need to get to the point where we record those ads that we're supposed to. And I know it's Ryan's fault that we're not.
Oh, they tell you you should record it? There's like an actual suggestion.
Yeah, no, we are set up to be sponsored. Ryan don't want to do it. He don't want to be sponsored. He don't want us to collect them pennies.
I don't want to be like midway through drinking a bottle of whatever, being like, "Let's work on some advertisements." Absolutely not.
I think you're wrong, though. I think you actually work it into a bit of fun. So, like, you have a little timer, and you're like, you know, especially you, the doc. Fun,
but it has to like happen. It should be a separate. Now we're talking logistics on our show.
That's fine.
But it has to be a separate thing.
The people want to know how the show
is made.
Where
we actually just work on ads, and that's it.
Oh, you want pre-recorded ads that you guys did so well.
That's how it works. Yeah. You just record the ads.
Well, let's do it.
Yeah, I'll do one right now.
No, not the second we're in the...
Oh, yeah, I'm here for this Chinese New Year candy. It tastes like...
It's gummy lead paint.
It looks like a French fry. It's stuck to some tape.
It's like I pulled a piece of chewing gum off of some lead-painted house and chewed
it. Have another one. You'll get
winter melon candy. Mutbai.
Mutbai?
Mutbai.
That's what it says? Maybe it says that. I don't know.
Mutbai?
I've been eating... It does say that. Mutbai. You had another one. You had another
one. No, I had half of one. I put it back and now I'm having eaten the other half. They're awful, but I love them.
Right?
There's something so weird about these Mutbais.
I ate, as a kid, I kind of hated them. I was like, this candy's not real candy. And as an adult, I'm like, I need to have these in my life. I'm buying a whole container of just these.
Yeah.
I have three of them.
I'm not sure I thank you for letting me taste this.
Well, it's a new experience. You know, good, bad, otherwise, it's new.
But it definitely clears everything that's in my mouth.
I love them.
Yeah.
I'll bring the other kinds for you that you might like. The lotus seeds.
That sounds so much better than winter melon. We're going to do great.
Actually, Sunday I was thinking of making winter melon soup. It's Chinese New Year thing. It's Chinese New Year.
With this shit?
Not these.
Okay.
A whole winter melon. If I can find a whole winter melon.
It doesn't exist.
And then you make soup inside the whole melon.
Oh, it's like a clam cheddar bread bowl then.
Yeah, you're supposed to scoop the melon out and eat it. And I love it.
And put a Chinese firework in?
Yeah, that's how you explode the top, duh. Yeah.
That's how you fucking open it.
Do a little hole, give a firework.
I love these candies. They're so good.
They're so weird. I actually, like, I did go back for, like, thirds and seconds.
There. Like, the first one, I was like, good. Wow, this is weird. And then, you know, 2 days later, the second one, I was like, let's try this again. Yep. Still weird.
It is a flavor that, obviously, that no one can put their finger on. I'm looking for, like, I've tasted, no, I actually haven't tasted this before.
Because you've never had a winter melon before. And definitely not candied, because like it's typically a savory thing.
Yeah, it's something else, man. I don't know what to think about it, but I enjoyed
it. By the end of the night, you're having that last one?
Probably. Like, just for everybody else's sake. I'll just eat it.
Because otherwise, Ryan will try it, because I keep talking to him. Hey, you should try it.
No, I'm just dead set. I'm not doing it again.
Oh, but you ate one. Yeah.
The third one I had, it was just like, yep. This is exactly something I don't need to eat.
You know what's going
to
happen is next year, there will be one on this table, whether or not I live here. There will be one on this table, and you know, I'll try one.
Shit, yeah, once a year. Oh shit, it's February.
Eat it. It's like
what's the lunar calendar? Oh yeah,
it's like Lewis Black talking about candy corn. You know. You love candy corn.
Yeah, I like candy corn.
I love this bit.
I can't believe this is one of my favorite things. Candy corn, to me, I'm with Lewis Black on this. He's like, ooh, corn, candy, that tastes like corn.
Yeah.
You got just hands waving around, jazz handsy.
Yeah.
Let me try that. Fuck!
I love his idea that, you know, candy corn is never actually, it hasn't been reproduced since 1956. It's just like everybody picks it up out of the garbage can and then they keep presenting it every year. These little gnomes come out and pick up the fucking candy corn and then represent it every year. No one wants to eat this shit. My kids love candy corn, though.
I can't stand that shit. It's so terrible. But I literally like it. Literally every Halloween, I go through that exact same thing. Like, oh,
I feel the same way about this. This seems like a yearly tradition now that I have to eat just like it is candy corn.
Next February, I'm like, you're
melon candy. And like memories come back, you know?
Melon candy, I'll try that.
Yeah.
But I've had it enough years where it has marked my brain somewhere.
I can see it, because it's a unique flavor that I can't actually place. I've tasted a lot of flavors in my years of eating a bunch of shit, bullshit candies and creams and everything.
Yeah.
And I've had them. And I've never eaten that.
That's unique.
That is one-of-a-kind flavor. You can't place it, right, Ryan?
No.
You can't place that actual flavor. No. I can't say that tastes like sawdust. I can't say that tastes like candy. I can't say it tastes like
penis.
A little bit, though. Just on the end.
It tastes like a random hole in the wall. Wait. Something's missing. What was here before? Like,
it is a little jizzy. like old salami. But it's very unique, and thanks for sharing.
No problem, man. If anything, I have passed any class I've ever passed in my life. It was kindergarten sharing. That's the one.
That's the most important one.
That's the one I kick ass at.
Because that's what everybody knows. When everybody knows what you're about, that's when you share. You share at your.
Yeah, there you go.
Share time.
You don't have to share that with me anymore.
Every February, or every Chinese New Year, it can be in March. Sometimes it's January. Who knows? Mm. That moon is crazy. The lunar year, it's all over the place.
Yeah.
Why do they say the term lunatic comes from?
Yes, because crazy based on the moon, I think. You are the research guy. You've got the computer in front of you.
My computer's been acting a little weird. I'm not going to test its ability to record us and allow me to fucking do my job.
It's too much work, man.
Yeah.
It's too much work. You got to enjoy what you're doing. Otherwise, you're working.
For sure. All right. So, since it is the actual New Year, not the calendar year, the Augustinian...
And Groundhog's Day. They coincide.
Yeah. You know, now's the time for actual New Year's resolutions. So, anybody got any ideas before we close out?
Exercise.
Ooh, and I'm going to be with you because I'm going to join your little basketball
Jump thing. Up, man. Jump up. We could use some people on Monday nights, man.
I got to get basketball shoes, too. I'm going to talk
Monday nights, Irvington Rec Center. We're looking for...
All right, so exercise more. That's you. And I'm just joining you on that. That's not my resolution, but I'm going
to... No, it's not hardly mine, but shit, I guess I'm doing it. Yeah.
All right.
Ryan, I said I would play basketball once a year.
Do less? And all I'm trying to do is make you do more. I'm like, hey, Ryan, I got 14 hours worth of work for you to do tomorrow.
Is this in the Chinese culture?
Yes.
Is this something that you do as a resolution?
No,
it's just
I'm just mixing cultures.
But you just celebrate it's a new year, but there's no actual resolution.
There are things that you do. First off, before the year ends, you're supposed to clean your whole house.
Yes, we did that. Yeah,
you did that too.
Oh, you sweep away the evil spirits, man.
You sweep away the evil spirits. Now, if you do it after the new year, you're sweeping away good luck. So you don't clean for a month.
If you didn't do that.
You don't clean shit for a month. So I don't know if you noticed this. But was it Sunday or Monday? I did like 5 loads of laundry because I ain't doing laundry for a month.
Yeah.
I
can clean everything.
I like that, yeah.
You're not supposed to wash your hair for a couple weeks. There's all kinds of things.
That I can do.
And then we had this big-ass bangle. We had this... Yeah, I never washed my hair. I have not washed my hair in, I want to say, 12 years.
Good for you, man. I can see those dreadlocks.
I save so much money on shampoo right now. At least $12.
You don't need 2-in-1. You don't need 1-in-1.
No. And so the other thing is we had this banquet. And literally, I kind of talked about this a couple weeks ago. My favorite holiday of the year is Chinese New Year because the banquet at Chinese New Year melts my face how good it is.
Is it everything? What is it?
Like, so it was the inspiration of a pop-up restaurant that I had called Feastiality. Kind of gross, right?
It's a hard sell. Yeah.
Well, it started off with...
I'm thinking a dog dick right now.
That's because you said you ate the melon. It tasted a little bit like penis.
That's the flavor. That's what it
tastes a bit like dick sauce.
but like, the idea
is... like Red Rocket. Right.
So... there was this one Chinese New Year I had.
Red Rocket hot dog stand. Just marinate on that.
God damn it.
We're out of time, Ryan.
So there was this
all the time.
There was this one Chinese New Year. We had a bunch of family in town, and we did like a tour of San Francisco. Ate a bunch of treats, and then we went out for this banquet. And I sat there and I counted like 27 different animals that we ate in one day.
Mm.
And I was like, dude, what if we could do that in one meal? I'm going to create the 30 Beast Feast. And
it's like Chinese
a chef friend of mine and I and my cousin, who has a fairly popular food blog, we figured out a menu. We're going to eat kangaroo and jellyfish and all these other weird things. And it's not just like 19 different kinds of fish. It's some weird ass shit. And so it all stemmed from Chinese New Year banquets, where like even a regular Chinese New Year banquet has like 15 different animals. Jellyfish, octopus, lamb, duck, beef, 6 or 7 abalone, clams.
There's a lot more.
It's a lot. It was this big quail. You know, like we would. This is the thing, and this was a fairly pared down thing because you know the old people in my family are older, so they don't eat as much, so they get the smaller banquet. And we still had 15 different items on Sunday. It's different animals.
Yeah.
15
And what's your favorite animal to eat?
Oof.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. I have this weird thing about I really love jellyfish.
Hmm.
It's
not something I've ever eaten.
One of these days, I'll get some jellyfish. I'll share with you.
I mean, fishes.
You like squid?
I like squid. I like
octopus.
Yeah.
Yeah, you probably like jellyfish.
Probably.
It's good.
How do you prepare a jellyfish and eat it?
Boil it and put it in a vinegar sauce.
You just eat the jellyfish. I need a pad of rice at least. I need like a jellyfish masubi, and then I'm in.
Maybe. Because
that shit could work.
I can help you figure that out.
A jellyfish masubi that's like a pad of rice.
Yeah.
And a jellyfish and a wrap of seaweed is what that is. And I'm good. Maybe some Spam. We'll work that out.
That's good too.
We'll work that out.
Dear God, do I love Spam?
Dude, yeah.
Well, I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole. I think it's time we wrap this shit up.
Aw, thanks for listening, everybody. Well, you can hear us next week. If Ryan remembers to post new stuff.
Not remembering. It's actually just doing.
I'll see y'all in, like, another year.
Good night, folks.
Appreciate y'all.